Now, here's the InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill.
Tommy Ashley and Greg Barnes with you on Friday. Greg, North Carolina goes down to Miami, plays a Hurricane team that was just too much from the outset for the Heels. They fought a 1-3 on the season, have, 16 days off until Virginia Tech comes calling in Keenan Stadium. Greg, the mood of the team after this one.
I think everybody knew coming into this game that beating the Hurricanes in South Florida was going to be a tough ask. It's one thing to play Miami on a noon game on Saturday in the middle of the season. But with this being a night game on Thursday night, the crowd's a little bit different. Fans a little bit more into it. It's more of a party atmosphere. And so that just makes it a tough sell. And I think North Carolina, they understand that this was not necessarily the game that they had to win, because everybody kind of marked it off as a loss anyway. But they had to play with good effort and good energy. As you mentioned, kind of moving forward, they do have this big break before that Virginia Tech game. And I think the fact that they can get some rest, then get all these new players that are back from suspension, kind of acclimated back to exactly what Larry Fedora wants to do. And the fact that Virginia Tech's had so much turmoil of late. I mean, they lost their starting quarterback probably for the year. And they had a defensive star kicked off the team after that ODU loss. I think this sets North Carolina up to be able to say, look, okay, so the first month of the season did not go the way we wanted it to go. Now we're talking about essentially an 8-game season. And this is really where North Carolina wanted it to be. They had an idea they would be 1-1 in ACC play at this point in time. Now, how do you finish? Some tough games coming up, a lot of evenly matched teams on the horizon. So we will see how good this team is moving forward. And I think it's very critical for Larry Fedora and his future at UNC.
Carolina's had a weird season, had off a couple weeks off due to Hurricane Florence, played Pitt, turned around, played Miami down there 5 days later. Now they've got 15 or 16 days off until Virginia Tech comes to Keenan. Long season, still a long way to go for the Tar Heels.
The InsideCarolina.com Tar Heel Sports Update on 97.9 The Hill. Visit InsideCarolina.com for the inside scoop on UNC basketball, football, and recruiting. As a valued listener, you can get the first month of your Inside Carolina subscription for just a penny. Just enter promo code WCHLOFFER, all one word, on the order page.